said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Now though, ridiculous checks is what we're talking. So yesterday it happened, Gabs. My wife was refunded via check in the mail. A ridiculously low amount because we shut down her ANZ credit card.
Mm-hmm.
This is the moment she opened the check up.
Tell the people of Townsville what just happened.
Oh, I just got a check and I'm the richest person in Townsville.
You just got a check and this check has made your day.
It has.
What's the dollar amount on said check?
2 cents.
2 cents.
It probably costs more to print it.
We're retiring early, baby.
Yes! That's the best. 2 cents
two
is
cents.
Hilarious.
2 cent check.
Because it would have cost them more for the printing, the letterhead, the envelope, the postage, everything else.
I like that it still prints with like the dollar sign, then a zero next
zero.
To it. Then a decimal point, then a zero. Then finally we get to an actual number. And it's just
that's
a two.
It's only two.
It's only two.
It's not even nine.
But the computers don't know. Because there's not someone at Telstra printing this out. Do you know
ANZ,
what I mean?
ANZ, you mean?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, why did I say Telstra?
I don't know.
There's not. I think we got a Telstra one coming up in
gotcha.
The calls. But there's not someone at ANZ printing these out. The computer's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't know.
As soon as the computer gets a refund notification, they're just like, bzz, off
yeah,
you go.
Send it out.
2 cents.
But 13, 12, 16, give us a call. All calls this morning in the draw to win tickets to R&B Fridays Live 2019. Emily, you're first, though. Emily, ridiculous checks. Have you been refunded like a crazy low amount?
It wasn't me. It was my husband. And it wasn't a refund. It was a reimbursement. His employer realised that they'd been paying a slightly incorrect hourly rate.
Oh.
And they went through all of his back records and spent heaps of time calculating everything. And we got a check for
$2.70. All right.
That's the best. And all that work would have cost so much more.
A very low discrepancy.
Yeah.
In your wage for that check to be sent. Jane's here. Jane, what was the check amount, mate?
John.
Oh, John. Sorry, John. John, yeah. What was the check amount, bro?
Mate, I get a 25-cent check every sent to me for every year.
Why is that?
Who from?
Well, my little son, he's 8 now. For the last 8 years, his auntie's bought him one share in Walt Disney. And he gets a dividend check of 25 cents every year.
Wow. He's rich, man. Yes, he's so rich.
Well, the way to look at it is that every 4 years, he's a dollar up. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Simon.
Ridiculous checks, mate. What was yours?
My lowest one was 39 cents.
What was that for?
Because I'd closed off my account with Telstra.
Uh-huh.
And I was slightly ahead on my bill.
Did you bank it?
They reckon they had the credit. Yeah, definitely, dude.
Yeah, you know the sucky.
You've got to bank it.
You know the sucky thing, Simon, though? If they didn't refund you that, you'd be sitting back going, imagine how much money they're making every year. If they rip
39 cents. If they were keeping 30 cents. That's why you've got to bank it.
Take 30 cents off every person. That's millions.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Happy World Chicken Day, everybody. Absolutely everything. I believe it's like World Egg Day today too.
One of our co-workers today, JB, the guy that fills in when we're away or whatever, he's dressed as an egg today.
He's dressed as an egg. Well, that makes sense.
The egg and the chicken celebrate the same day.
That does make sense. That only just occurred to me. But no, it is World Chicken Day, so a few stats have come out that are super interesting because we know that Aussies love to eat a bit of chicken. Turns out Australians eat more chicken than anywhere else in the Western world. On average, an Aussie will eat 49 kilos of chicken a year. Per year. How crazy is that? I was looking down at the stats. Queensland comes in at number 2 for the highest eaters of chicken in Australia. Victoria's number 1. But I don't know, like, are we eating... Because chicken's technically healthy if you just grill it, but is that how we're eating it?
Chicken's very healthy.
Or is it more the KFC variety?
Well, let's be honest. It's amazing when it's grilled or whatever, but it's amazingly healthy or whatever. But when you batter it and fry it, I mean, I'm pretty sure I could cut part of your body off.
That'd be great.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
MasterChef's getting some new judges. Some of the current ones don't pay their staff properly.
Do they still use this song for MasterChef? I haven't watched it in a very long time.
I think they do. Mate, that's my problem.
Oh, I don't watch MasterChef.
I haven't watched MasterChef for years.
I don't see the point in watching people make delicious food that I can't eat. I just don't see the point.
Yeah. I used to laugh back in the day. They used to put on MasterChef Australia, which made us all fat and love food and all that. Then they'd back it up with The Biggest Loser on Channel 10, which I thought was very interesting scheduling. But the three judges were announced yesterday. They actually went on the project last night. Their names are Andy Allen, Melissa Leong, and Jock Zonfrillo. Best name ever. Jock Zonfrillo.
That's great.
But this is them chatting to Waleed and the crew on the project last night.
I think we're bringing our own shoes to this next chapter of MasterChef, and we're very much looking forward to sort of respectfully receiving the baton and taking it off in whatever direction we end up going in.
Which could possibly be any direction.
So they seem like, I guess, a bit younger than the three that we're used to and a bit more fun.
They did seem fun. They all seem like really good speakers as well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, but because they were new and they've got big shoes to fill, I expected them to be a bit more timid.
Well, running through who they are and trying to, I guess, introduce you to them, judge number one, Andy Allen, he's the MasterChef Australia season 4 winner. Which
is
means
he?
Nothing to me.
He does not look recognisable at all. I obviously stopped watching it as early as season 4.
I think I remember Julie Goodwin winning.
That's all I remember!
And then maybe Poe won series 2.
Well, did she win or was she just in it?
I don't know. Melissa Leong is the second judge. So there's a female judge full time. That's good. She's a food and travel writer. Mm-hmm. Never heard of her. But she seems cool. And Jock Zonfrillo, he is the owner and head chef at Orana.
Oh, he knows his stuff then.
Yeah, so apparently, this restaurant, it comes from Adelaide, but it's in Sydney now. And I went on their website this morning. Mm. The starting price for dinner at Orana is $295.
No wonder we've never heard of him.
Not including just yet. That's not what I'm paying for a Palmer at the Kerwin Tavern.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
There it is. That is the brand new one for Samantha Jade. It's called Bounce. You probably saw it on AGT. It was on the, I think it was the grand final show a few weeks ago. But she's here to talk about it to us now. Samantha Jade, welcome back to Hit 103.1.
Hello. Thank you.
It's been a while, Sam. What have you been up to?
It has been a while. Well, I basically, the beginning of the year was like, I'm going to take some time to write and record and really get back into the process of just living in the studio. So I've just been locked away in studios, really.
I wanted to talk to you about that because I know some of the writing and recording process happened in the United States of America.
Yes.
And can we get the truth now? Is that just a junket? Can you just flex the muscle and go, look, guys, I'm going to write this album.
In New York.
But yeah. I really need to be in the United States to do it.
Can you imagine? I can only record in Paris.
I wish.
No, I actually wanted to go to LA because I had worked with this girl, Carmen Reese, who wrote, I wrote Always With and Shake That With. And I kind of called her and said, do you have 2 weeks that you can just, you know, be with me and we'll go and work with different producers. But I wanted to make sure that the songwriting was consistent.
So good. Cool. We're on the air with Samantha Jade. Just heard that new single she's talking about, Bounce, it's called. Samantha, we are doing a thing here at Hit 103.1 at the moment that we wanted to run by you.
Okay.
It's called Hit 103.1's Backseat Dating, where we're getting eligible singles.
Okay.
In Townsville. It's a bit like carpool karaoke.
But a lot more awkward.
But a lot more awkward. So we're putting them in the backseat of a car for a blind date.
Wow.
And obviously, okay. I mean, you're an engaged woman now.
I am.
But could you offer, I mean, you were single not that long ago.
Yeah.
Can you offer any advice to our singles out there who want to have a crack at backseat dating? Like, have you been on blind dates before? That kind of thing?
I haven't, and I haven't been on a backseat blind date either, but my best friend went on a blind date, and she was beyond nervous about it, and she's still with the guy now.
So it can lead to success.
Years later,
Because I asked you there if you've been on a blind date before. I just thought, imagine that being a dude, you rock up for a blind date, and it's Samantha Jade.
Oh,
I've seen you before somewhere.
He's like, oh my God, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
No, do you know what I reckon, like, with dating? You've just got to be yourself. I think that is, and it's hard to be because you're, you know, nervous and there's probably a million things going through your mind, but just be you. Because at the end of the day, people love genuine people. You know, that's what people connect to the most. So I reckon be yourself. Don't try to impress. Just be you.
Great advice. Hard to follow, but good advice.
It is hard to follow, but I reckon that's the kicker. And I think that my friend who went on the blind date that was very successful was like that. And she had been on heaps of dates and she hadn't found someone. And then she was like, I'm just going to try this and I'm just going to be me and just see how it goes. And it ended up being the one. Yeah.
Hey, while we're asking the tough questions.
Yes.
Can we ask you about these rumours that you are behind one of the masks on Channel 10's runaway hit, The Masked Singer? I thought I was dead set thinking you were the alien.
Oh, you thought the alien was Nikki Webster.
I thought you were the alien. It turned out being Nikki Webster.
Okay, everyone, like everyone, my family members, friends, I was getting text messages, I was being interviewed about it, and I was like, I hadn't seen it yet, and I was like, what is everyone going on about? And I think that the big thing that everyone thought was that we're both short.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, I can see that. But I thought she was so great on the show.
So good. Are you that flexible though? Because she did have her leg up by her ear.
100% not. And that's why I think that everyone who knows me should have known. That's definitely not her.
I'm not surprised that Nikki can do that, though, because she runs...
She's a great dancer.
Yeah, she runs a dance school now. She's a very established dance teacher.
Yeah, and she's so nice. I actually randomly met her husband on a plane years ago. And he was, a flight attendant, I'm sure. And he came up and he's like, oh... My wife, she's a singer too. And I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, Nikki Webster. And I was like, oh, my God, yeah. Anyone from Australia knows exactly who that is. Yeah, and he was so, so lovely. So,
it's a compliment that you were mistaken for Nikki Webster.
I will take it. Yeah. I think she's great.
And I like that that's a roundabout way of talking about The Masked Singer without confirming that you're actually on the show.
Well,
you deflected
say,
very well there, Samantha.
She did say that everyone was confusing her because she'd never seen it, didn't know what they were talking about. So I'm going to say she's not on it.
All right.
She
ain't in a unicorn. There you go. Yep. All right. My daughter's going to be very upset, man. She's in love with that unicorn.
That unicorn is great.
Oh, so cute. hey, your new song, it's awesome. It's called Bounce. Get around at Townsville. And SamanthaJadeOfficial.com is the website if you want to check out what Samantha's been up to. But for now, thanks for your time, mate. Good luck with the single.
Thank you, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
It got a bit awkward on the project last night when they were interviewing the brand new MasterChef judges. One of the judges, Melissa Leong, has put up some tweets and some social media posts in the past that have come back to bite her. And of course, Waleed Ali brought them to her attention to see what she had to say.
So this is a retweet with approval, can I say?
Oh,
no, David,
okay.
The biggest mistake an amateur chef can make is going on hashtag MasterChef. Why didn't you find the delete button?
Well, because we're all human, right? We all have perspectives on things that change over time. And so, you know, why should I scrub all of my social media clean of former opinions that I've had? You know, I may not believe the same things I did before, but I also don't believe in presenting a sanitized version of myself that's highly edited because that's not who I am.
That's a good argument.
Great answer. I think she's thought about this before going on because she knew that it was going to come back and get her. But it's not the first time, it's not going to be the last time that someone's been caught out because of social media.
Look, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Don't forget, all callers go into the draw to win a double pass to R&B Fridays Live 2019 today. So, Luke, you're in the draw, mate. Has social media gotten you in trouble?
I was at work and my car was parked in the car park and I got alerted by one of my co-workers that someone had actually hit my car.
Yeah.
The woman actually denied actually hitting my car, despite not even being able to run a piece of paper between our two vehicles. So I sent the photos to my wife.
Yeah.
But she put them on Townsville Bad Drivers page.
Oh God. Ooh. Oh yes. And
so did the boss draw you into the office?
Yeah. I basically got dragged in. They were like, look, you know, you're in a whole lot of trouble. I'm like, look, I'm not even a part of the page. I'm not tagged in it. Like,
and I'm not apologising. She hit my car.
And you know what? And you know what, though? What I love out of all this is it clearly didn't affect you because here you are calling a radio station. Sharing the story. But you don't mind. 13, 12, 16. Natalie is here. Natalie, thanks for calling. When social media got you in trouble, mate?
So about 4 years ago, I put in a complaint to Jetstar about a comment that was made about me breastfeeding on a plane.
Ooh.
And it went national and international. Oh. The news stations had picked it up by the time I got home. My whole social media account had been copied. They had all my photos, and for the next week I had all my photos put up onto all the news stations and everything. So
I feel like that's for a good cause, though. Like, was there anything negative that came out of that?
Well, there was a lot of people that wanted to make it into a debate about whether I should have been breastfeeding on a plane. And that's really the issue that came about. And people were saying I wanted it for my 5 minutes of fame and all that, and to get stuff from Jetstar, whereas Jetstar never, they contacted me, they never apologised, they never did anything. It was just, don't do it again.
It was just blown up.
To me, I mean, it's getting a little off topic, but to me, you must, like, when people are blowing up over you breastfeeding on a plane, like, to me, that's an argument where you just go, well, you've got no argument against
me. No, my baby needs food.
My baby needs food. This is where my baby gets that food from. If you don't like it, leave.
Get
off the plane.
Yeah. Get up. With Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Exciting news this morning, Gabs. You can now buy straws made out of pasta.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
Straws are nasty little things. Plastic straws.
They're terrible.
They're terrible.
And plastic is terrible in general.
Plastic's pretty bad. And we're doing things like the world, we're starting to step in the right direction. And it is horrifying when you see those YouTube clips and those things on Facey and stuff with turtles swallowing the plastic straws and stuff.
Well, they've got them stuck in their nose.
We use billions of them a year in Australia alone, which is just, you know, it's horrific, the number of plastic straws that just go into the environment. And they don't break down ever.
No, that's how they make it into the waterways.
Yeah, but this guy, he's actually from over in the UK. He's invented a product. He calls it the strudel. Now, pretty much it's a straw made out of pasta.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this. To me, it's just such a great idea. The straws decompose overnight. They're vegan friendly, flavorless, so they won't flavor your drink like pasta, and they'll last an hour or more in cold drinks. Now, you compare that to paper straws. They can take up to 2 months to break down paper straws. Plus, they're just awful to drink out of, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And plastic straws never fully decompose, but overnight, these ones will start to break down.
And it sounds like such a great idea because, yeah, you're right, paper straws, when you're having a drink, if you take more than 5 minutes to get to the bottom, it becomes soggy and starts kind of falling apart in your mouth.
I feel like I'm sort of, tasting paper.
It's like you're
paper.
Eating paper.
Yeah. In case you're wondering, the strudel straws, they're perfectly safe to eat.
Oh.
And the owner has come out and said, I love this, it's time to say, pasta la vista, plastic straws. Good slogan. Well done. I'll pay that.